Shell confirmed about a month ago that they were planning to go ahead with the three-dimensional seismic survey in search of oil and gas deposits from Morgan Bay to Port St. John's. So it's a fairly significant stretch of the Eastern Cape coast starting on December. They expect that survey to last 4 to 5 months and cover just over 6,000 square kilometers of ocean surface. The surface. The survey area is more than 20 k's from the coast, closest point in water depths ranging between 700 meters and 3 kilometers. A lot of people are under the illusion or under the misapprehension that this is something that Barbara Creasy, the environmental minister, could change. She can't. Permission to do the survey was granted by the Department of Minerals and Energy, Gwedimantashe, the minister, in 2013, I think it was. So we have been told in no uncertain terms by Barbara Creasy's lot that she can do nothing about it. The permission was not granted by her. The Department of the Environment has no role to play in this. Daily Maverick journalist Thembile Skolana has been working on the story, joins us now from Queenstown. Thembile, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Good afternoon.
Is there any chance that pressure could be brought to bear? Do you get any sense that sufficient kind of pressure from the necessary quarters could be brought to bear to stop this from happening?
I think with the attitude that is being shown by the minister or DMR minister Gwedimantashe, it shows that it will take more than this to force the department to stop Shell from this exploration, because when you see the department, Gwedimantashe's department, is silent. It says nothing about this. It does not comment, and they are just keeping quiet, which shows that they are prepared to go ahead with this, unless these activists and the environment people can go to court and force this planned seismic survey.
Yeah, I mean, it does appear to me that the only way that this is going to be stopped is to make an urgent application to the courts and hope that the court agrees that it is urgent and that the court rules in favor of the applicants. But there's a risk that it won't be declared urgent because the permission has been there for all these years. And so the court might well say, well, why are you only reacting now?
Yes, I think this took people by surprise, because maybe some of them, because I get the sense that some of them did not even know about this. They were shocked when I spoke to the residents of Port St. John's and Morgan Bay. Some of them were shocked that when they saw the advert saying that this survey is going to start in December. Some even claimed that even the engagements were not done with the communities. There were outside NGOs that were called into these meetings. Even when you check now with the people on the ground, they claim that no, man, we did not hear that. When we check the register, we see that the companies who attended these were from outside the area and have no interest of what is happening at this between these two towns.
We have been trying to get Shell on the radio to do an interview about this. I think we've given up, haven't we, Lexi? Because we were just being cold-shouldered by Shell International. Yeah. And Shell South Africa said, no, they can't talk. It has to be Shell International. And then Shell International sent us the very brief and not particularly helpful statement, which they've sent out generally, saying that all of the fears which environmentalists are expressing are misplaced and that they've taken steps to mitigate all the possible environmental damage that might potentially be caused by the particular seismic method that they are using. Have you managed to get any sense from them or get any sense of whether their mitigation efforts might in fact make a difference and minimize environmental disturbance?
From the activists and people that are specializing in this, they clearly Shell has nothing. There's no way that they can mitigate this, because there would the harm would have already been done, because they are claiming that they will take care. They will, when they are doing this busting, then they will look for the whales and try, when a whale comes into the area, they will have to stop. Then they will monitor and all those. Those are just that's what they are saying, and that doesn't make any sense, because harm would have already been done, because when they are blasting, that noise affects these animals, the whales, the dolphins, because they communicate via sound. So when this happens, it will definitely affect them, and they claim that after this, they know that there are remedial actions that they will take to try and sort this out, but it doesn't make any sense at all.
Are you aware of any attempt to try and stop it via, I know that there's a petition, there's a call for a boycott. I don't think either of those two are going to have any impact at all. Are you aware of any potential approach to the courts?
So far, people are just saying they're saying that if the department does nothing, they will approach the courts. But there's nothing that concrete that they've tried now, because they only have a few days for this survey to start, because it's starting at the 1st of December, which is next week. So if the courts are not approached, if they had ample time to approach the courts, but I doubt that they will, because they are waiting for this to start, then show the anger via this protest, which are not producing anything, because the department is just looking at them and doing nothing about it. So they are just, for me, it's just a waste of time, because they should have approached the court earlier. Like when this started to make news, they should have went straight to the court, made an application so that it can be stopped. Because now the ship is already in South Africa, and it maybe next week it will move from Cape Town to this area and start doing this thing.
Thembile Xolana, Daily Maverick journalist, on the line to us there from Queenstown.